Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Nun Gimel. The sponsor for today's shiur is actually my parents, Dr. and Mrs. Fred Rosner, in Lozecha Nishmas, the yahrzeit of my grandfather, Rav Michal Shimon Oskolsky, whose 50th yahrzeit is today. He was a Rav on the Lower East Side, in the Bialystoker Synagogue. He's Nifter in 1959, a major player in Yahadus at that time, and today's shiur is sponsored Lozecha Nishmas, so the words of Torah should be an ili for his neshama. Rav Michal Shimon ben Harav Yaakov. Okay, let's go. Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel in Maseches Baba Kama, and we just have some unfinished business to discuss on daf Nun Beis and Mabeis, where we discuss the issue of if somebody makes a cover for a bor that is somewhat strong enough to hold oxen, but maybe not strong enough to hold camels. Camels are somewhat common, so the Mishnah, the Gemara discussed, do we say, since he was Poshea regarding camels, is he also Poshea regarding Shvar? And it discussed whether it got rotted through by itself, or the camel came and ruined it and made it weaker. Either way, Tosas wonders, why didn't this Gemara bring up the general sugi which came up once earlier in the Masechta, Tchilasu b'Poshea v'Sofa ba'ones? That's Tosfos on the 8th line of Tosfos Shrichi, V'yim Tomar, Kilo Amrinan Migu, Nami Mischayev. Even if you don't say Migu, of since you were Poshea regarding this, you were Poshea regarding that, why don't you also say Chayev, the Tchilasu b'Poshea le'inyin Shvarim, because you were Poshea le'inyin Shvarim, im Yavru Gemalam Tchila, you were Poshea if camels go first and ruin it, right? Camels are not so uncommon, so if you're Poshea regarding that, V'yachach Shvarim, V'sofa ba'one shetli and erada through. So why don't you say that principle here? So, many more, but we'll mention four ideas in the Rishonim, and each one is important in its own right. Namua Tosva says, V'tiris Riva, the lo amrinan tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, chayiv, elaheicha shemachmas ha'pshia ba'ones. The only time when you say tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones is chayiv, is when the pshia, the ones came because of the pshia. Somehow your pshia caused the ones. That's how you can label it as chayiv. Aval hachalo baha onis machmas apshia. But here, the onis didn't happen machmas apshia. It rotted through. What does that have to do with your actions? Nothing. That was an onis. It would have happened no matter what. That's not dafka because of something that you did. Tafilo haya mechusa karoy l'shvarim ulegamalam haya maslia. Even if you had made it so totally strong that even gamalam could hold out, so also it wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have been able to protect against it. So therefore, that's why you don't say chayiv in this case. The only time we could be mechayiv you because of your pshia is if somehow your pshia led to the ones. That is Tosas. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes this idea, and then asked on it, 1 minute, v'yim tomar, 1 minute, but then at the end, the Gemara we had at the end of yesterday's shiur, pikeach bayom amai potter. Pikeach, a shore that should have known better during the day, amai potter. Halo baha ones machmas apshia. Mitoch shvasha lin yecherish yinichu magula, ira ones shenafal shomai pikeach. In the case that we had yesterday at the end of the daf, if you have an ox, a regular ox that fell in during the day, and we say he should have known better. What do you mean should have known better? Why? Tchilasu b'pshia, pshia regarding nighttime, v'sofa ba'ones, and here the ones happened because of you, because you dug your bar. So v'yishlomar, says Rebbeinu Peretz, one has to modify a little bit to add one other point. The hasam gabi pikeach lo pasha klal. No, regarding a smart animal during the day, there's no pshia. V'hilkach lav tchilasu b'pshihu. That's not called tchilasu b'pshia. That case is different than our case. Why? T'chi aminan tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa b'ones chayiv. Haynu k'shapshia v'ha'ones b'mamon echad. Aval b'tray mamonis lo. B'mamon echad, you say, tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa b'ones. Talk about the same nizak. But here, if you have different chefzes, different nizaks, you have a pikeach and a shota, so then you wouldn't say also tchilasu b'pshia. The question is, how tight do we have to make this act to connect it to your action? Because really, Lamaise was an ones. It was an ones. So why should I be chayav for an ones? So what that yesterday I was poshea. Meaning, let's say I open up your fence to let your animal out. But instead of your animal coming out, your animal drops dead in your fence. What did I do wrong? So yesterday I did a pshia, today was an ones. So there you might say the ones didn't come. That's Tosas's point. You wouldn't be chayav in that case. Only if the ones came out of my pshia. Because pshia itself shouldn't be machayiv me, right? If I'm negligent but nothing happens, so then I'm not chayiv. It's only if something happens. But here the ones happen, so you have this unusual and fascinating context where you did a pshia and you did an ones, how much does it connect to me? So that's number one, Tosfos, only if the ones comes, machmas a pshia. Number one. Number two, says the Ravid here, Vakashali, what about ones? The Ikalamemar, shiny bar. Shahatora miata bishbiraso. Kati isla kamon. As we have later on, we're going to have on Amud Beis today, bar is different. You don't use the principle of Tfilas B'Shiyah V'Sofa B'Ones by Bar. Because you see Bar already has other Peturim. Right? Bar is, as we'll see, which Peturim apply. Petur of Kalim, Petur of Adam. But you see Bar is more Mekel. V'chein le'inyin shein v'regel v'eish. Tfilas B'Shiyah V'Sofa B'Ones Pater. So what the Ravid really mean to say? Shiny shore. Shore is the only one that has Tfilas B'Shiyah V'Sofa B'Ones. So we're going to have a few sheetas in the Rishonim here. This goes on the list of the Dalet Avos Nezikin. Right here, Shor is unique. Only by Shor do you have Tchilas B'Shiyah V'Sofa B'Ones. Not by any of the other ones. So why is that? Maybe it's because, right, Kavanosa Lahazik. Whatever the reason is, Shor is unique, says the Ravid. Tchilas B'Shiyah V'Sofa B'Ones only by Shor. The Balamor says, well, we thought the Ravid was going. Remember, the Balamor and the Ravid had many discussions amongst themselves. Says the Balamor here, Chabezim Abezim and Dafi Arif. Vapirik Shniralanu, Mistavra Ptura Gabi Bor, Hol Upatabo Asakalim, Ukashem Shinishtana Bazeliftar, Kaprishtana Bedin, Tchilaso Bshiev Sova Bones, Volugamrina Mine Ladina Achrina. You have it by the other ones, but not by Bor. By Bor, you don't have the principle of Tchilaso Bshiev Sova Bones. After all, you might say, because what's unique about Bor? Why would you say Bor is different? So Bor itself is always, you always create a certain type of circumstance, and later on somebody falls in. Says the Chazon Yecheskel, explaining this Balamor, Yecheskel Abramsky. Sheva bar lo shayach klal tchilas b'shiyah v'sofa b'ones. Why? Mipnei she'inyonu shel bar hamazik hu shabar tamid omin mucham lahazik. Vim eno kaze eno bar. Bar is all about being ready to be mazik. V'lochein, that's how it's defined, right? All the other ones had their own definition in the first parak. Tchilas asiyas lahezik. It's all about being a mazik. V'lochein mehezik bar rak al yedei hatzla'a ein ze bar ha'asui l'nezek. Right? Tchilas asiyas lahezik means it caused the hezik, and it was mazik. So if it's ones at the end, so then that's not what bar is about. Unlike the other ones, which have a unique factor, but not tchilas asiyas lahezik. It has hezik omatsu, it has this, it has that, kamana, hanol hezeka, v'dafka bar. So we have Tosfos, only if the ones comes from the pshia. We have the Ravid, shiny shor, only by shor you say chayiv. You have the Balamor, shiny bor, only by bor do you say pater. Right? Because if you look in the contexts of tchilas b'shiyah v'sofa b'ones in the Gemara, they're by bor. That's where the contexts come up. And finally, the Meiri. The Meiri's quote, the Chachmei, the Gedolei Provence. Again, this was a major provincial discussion. The Ravid, the Meiri, the Balamor. Says the Gedolei Provence, Shelo nomer tchilas b'shiyah v'sofa b'ones chayiv, ela ba'ones hamatsui, v'ro'i ksas laha'alos alev. Only by an ones that's not such an ones gomor, as we would call it. An ones that maybe you could have thought about, might happen. That's what you say tchilas b'shiyah. That's already limiting it very much. By a total ones, you don't say it. Maybe this is linking to that machlokas Ramban Tosfos, excuse me, we had earlier about ones gomer for other mamasik even. They mivian rai mishas akel avakdis. He brings a raya from the case in earlier. Either way, that's a fourth shita that tchilas b'shiyah v'sofa b'ones really means an outgrowth of the pshia because it's something that you should have thought about or that you could have thought about. Not if you should have, but you could have thought about. Unlike an ones, which totally, why should you think that your cover is going to rot through? That's not something that you could think about. So therefore, it is not going to be chayiv in that case. Okay, but that is again, there's a lot of lumdus there. How much do you link it to the pshia? How connected does it have to be? But that is that sukkah. Okay, now let's move on. Says the Gemara, last line. Nafalafanav, nun beis amabeis. Nafalafanav. So what's this case? Right, we have this case on Amad Aleph, right? The Mishnah. So it says if the animal fell in straight, face first, so then he is chayiv, right? Chayiv. Fell him backwards, la'achar, we call it kriya pater. So what's the difference if the animal falls in forwards or backwards? Right? Either way, it's your bar. So, two days. Amar Rav. So Rav, remember Rav. What did Rav say? Rav held Lehevlo. Velolachavto. That was Rav Shita. Lefanav mamish, lachrav lachrav mamish. Rav said it's literal, because if the animal falls in straight, then you could assume it was because of the hevel, that the suffocating as he fell in, he was the suffocating atmosphere that he created, as we said yesterday, the granat and others, that because you were yotzer this situation, so therefore you're going to be chayiv. If you fall backwards, the lechorah died because of the impact, not because it was went straight into the airspace. So that's why you are going to be pater for lachrav. The zevazeva bar, and both are talking about a case of bar. And Rav Latimei, Damarav Bar Shechiva Lav Torah, Lahavlo, Velo, Lachavto. So that's Rav, beautiful Lashitaso, take the Pa Mishnah literally. Lafanav means you fell forward, and Lachrav means you fell backwards. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says no. So how do you see learn the Mishnah? Bibor Bimilfam Lachrav Chayev. Shmuel would have to say even if the animal falls backwards, you're gonna be chayev. Why? Shmuel Latimei, Damar Lahavlo Vakoshikin Lachavto. Shmuel says you're chayev for both. Hevel and chibut, right? The impact and the air. Elahechi dami la'achrav, we call kriya the pater. So how does Shmuel read the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says that if the animal falls backwards, he is pater. So what exactly is the case there? Kigon deniskal bebar v'nafal la'achorei habar chutz labar. La'achrav means not la'achrav of the animal, la'achrav of the bor. He fell behind the pit. He tripped. He tripped over the pit and then he fell on the street, like next to the pit. He didn't realize it. So that is the case that he is putter. He is putter in that case. Yeah. How is that Avno Sakina Masos? Well, what do we hold about Avno Sakina Masos Shinicha versus Arabim? Versus Arabim. So according to Shmuel, that's Chibut. That would be Chibut if it fell, let's say, on that. But this, as we'll see, he created the bar. Now he fell outside the bar, not onto the bar. So says... says Shmuel that even Shmuel says the Gemara even Shmuel would say you're pater here. Why? Because what's whole Shmuel's whole svara to say you're chayiv even for chibud because it's yours. So you don't say karka olam azikaso like Rav said. Hey, what did you do? It's just karka olam. Here Shmuel would admit karka olam azikaso because it wasn't the your ground that was mazik. It was karka olam, and therefore you're going to be pater. Could be out of sekina maso. You fell on that.
I thought that was Rav, according to Shmuel,
you're Pater. According to that, it was a similar kind of case. Avno Sakina Maso that you tripped over, but why did you get hurt? Did you get hurt because of the knife? Or did you get hurt because of the impact afterwards?
Well, you tripped on the knife, you fell
on the ground. I have to rethink that Avno Sakina Maso. It could be those cases, if you leave a sock in, it's not just, why does it talk about a sock in? Why does it talk about a bottle? A sock in, maybe because the sock in itself caused part of the damage. So that might have been more direct in those cases. So here, so you fell outside chutz labar. So again, why you pater? So the Tosas Rid here says because karka ola mazikaso. Shmuel would agree to that. Tosas earlier on Daf Nun Amud Beis has a little different formulation. Why would Shmuel admit to this? Because Shmuel only says bar is chayev when it is the singular mazik. A singular mazik according to Shmuel. Middle of Nun Amud Beis, Tosas says dafka hasam gabe nit nafal mikol kriya. Pater Shmuel shekol kriya garam lo sheyipol v'chabata nami lo garam lo ma'aslev shenechbar b'kakeh chutz labar. We're skipping down. Elakasha asa kola takola oz yischayev balabar kishenechbat. Shmuel holds chibut would be chayev only if the chibut is the only mazik. Aval b'chatzia takola lo yischayev bar kishenechbar b'kakeh olam. But chibut according to Shmuel is not chayev unless it is the unique mechayev, the unique mazik. So that's Tosfos Daf Nun on the base. You have the Tosfos Rid, you have the Tosfos, and just one more. The Shittim Kubet says there says Tzikzer Sakasov V'Nafal Shama V'Lo Bachutz Labar. It's Dafka you fall in the bar, right? Bar is about being inside of it. Okay. Either way, that's how Shmuel reads the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Eisvei Bibor Beimilafanimim Lachrav Chayiv. So you have to derive. We have a brisa that says by bar you'll be chayiv even if you fall backwards. So according to Shmuel, fine. It means he fell into the bar, really, and it's chibut. But according to Rav, who says it's only hevel, so if you fall backwards, you shouldn't be chayiv. Three answers. Number one, Amar Rav Chizda, Mo de Rav bibar birshuso de chayiv. Rav would admit that you're chayiv for chibut if it's a bar birshuscha. Meaning what? A case where you are mafki your rishus and not your bar. Right, we mentioned the discussion of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel a few days ago, but Rav would agree that bar real bar bershus harabim, that's where he holds lahavlo v'lo lachavto. But if it's a bor in your rishus, he would agree to Shmuel that you're chayav for chi. But why? Mishum to amar leim iman of shach. I'll say either way. Iba havla mis havla didachu. If he died a hevel, it's my hevel. Iba chavta mis chavta didachu. It's my chibud also. Because again, just like we said two lines ago, that according to Shmuel, if he falls outside the bar, that's where he can claim karka olam izikaso. So the lahefech, according to Rav here, he cannot claim that. And therefore, Rav would agree you're chayiv in this case. Number one. Number two, Rabba Amar, a second shot of how would Rav interpret the brisa of even if you fall backwards, la'achrav, he's chayiv. Rabba Amar, hacha mayaskinan, bimishapik, denafat, bimishapik. He's swirling around as he's falling down. The nafal aape, he falls face forward. Vishabek manafal agabe, then he goes to his back. The havla hanibe, the havla, the hanibe a hanibe. An animal doesn't just go straight, oh, right. There he goes, he's right, twisting around. So that's why the hevel does play a role. Or number three, Rav Yosef Amar, Chacha benizke bor b'shor askinan. What's that price we're talking about, forward or backward? It's not talking about where the shore gets to hurt. It's talking about where the shore is the mazik. The shor is mazik what's in the bor. Let's say there's a, this is where he keeps his water supply, and the shor ruined his water supply. So there, even the shor putrefies it, even if he falls backwards. So that's what he means, chayiv. And Rashi just adds, third skinny line, hachav niskev shor bor b'shor, shahashor nichnas l'chatzor b'alabayis shalo b'rshus, v'lo hifgir lo r'shus v'laboro, v'nafa labor. Right, what's the case? Where I have a bor, in my backyard, and it's mine. Totally mine, and your shark came in and ruined it. So you're going to be chayef, not me. My nihu, well, he had to fall in straight because he had to. Oh, so here it wouldn't make a difference. You're right, like what you're just saying. As a contrast to cases where the bar is the nizak, and there maybe according to Rav it could make a difference if he falls straight or back. But here, where the shark is the mazik, the Bryce is just emphasizing: no matter how you fell in, you're going to be chayef because you ruined the water. My nihu shehivich is meimav. Right, he ruined the water. To loshon lafanav, loshon la'achrav, mechayiv. You're going to be chayiv in that case. Good. Tani Rav Chananya l'siyu l'rav. Rav Chananya brings a siyua, a proof to Rav. V'nafal acheyipol derech nefila. V'nafal means until he falls derech nefila. Mikan amru falls down. Nafal lafanav mikol kriya chayiv. Mikan amru nafal lafanav mikol kriya chayiv. If he falls forward because of the sound of the digger, chayiv, la'achrav, mikol akriya, pater, v'zev, v'zev, babor. Says the favors like Rav, talking about forward versus backwards, both inside the pit, you don't have to say it's talking about outside the pit, that's shita of Rav, and that's siyu, period. Vait, amar mar, nafal afan mikol kriya chayiv. So the Mishnah had said, if he falls forward from the kol kriya, so we already alluded to this yesterday. What's the case? Ruvain dug a pit, and it's a totally perfect pit. Then he hires someone, this is how Rashi interpreted the case, he hires someone to widen it a little bit, to work in the pit, the animal's walking by on top, and he hears the chiseling inside the pit, and that's what causes him to fall into the pit. That's what happened. So, said the Mishnah said in that case, Chayiv. Who's Chayiv? Baal Habor. The Baal Habor is Chayiv. Even though he really didn't cause the fall of the animal. That's what Rashi says yesterday. Even if by a charge which is pikeach, because he got scared. Even though you could say that the digging caused it. So now ask the Gemara. V'yamai nevakura garamle. So why is that the chiddush? Why don't you say the digger caused it? Fine, the baal habor dug it, but the digger caused it. And therefore what? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. And therefore, well, we'll see Tosfos soon. And therefore, Rashi sounds this way, and the Rashba says it explicitly, that everyone should be pater. Everyone should be pater. Rashi says, in Nafal Lefanim Mikol Kriya Chayev, why? My name is Kura Garamle. Bakura Pater Hu De Grama Ba'almahu. The digger caused it, and he's Grama. The Balabar, I created it, but I didn't cause the animal to fall in. He didn't fall in because of my negligence. And Rashi, so that's what he says, everybody should be pater. The Rashba says it b'feirish. Right, klomar upturin bein balabor bein korah tekara gufa grama ba'almahu. Says the Tosas Rid, important yisod of the Tosas Rid. Even though, what do you mean? Is pater because of he was grama? All bar is kind of grama. Oh, but what did I do? I dig a bar. I wasn't. It's like a kshor, like ish, which moves. All bar is kind of grama ish, right? So, Oh, so even though, says the Tosas Rid, even though you might say, what do you mean, all bar is kind of grama ish, so here the digger, he was mazik him through bar, and it's kind of grama, so how do you have the ptur of grama by bar? So says the Tosas Rid, no. That, shatam liftar is bala bar, be called tashlim, who? Shkiva shenezek ba al yedei bar lamaisa inu ala grama. Ela shech tarachiva is bala bar afikilu asa nezek biyadayim kishakala nezek ba migrama. So when do you usually say that a bala bar is chayiv mishum grama? If you did everything, if we could still attribute everything to you, then we say even though it's grama, you're going to be chayiv. Aval kan shakora garmla nefilas abahema. But here we can't attribute everything to you. So you're right, it was grama. It's grama from both of you. But because we cannot attribute everything to one person, so that's why you're not going to be chayiv. That's the svar. You're right, bar is usually grama. What, you might say this is two steps. Is grama to grama? Something like that. Is grama to fall in, and is grama that you created it? So that also might be. It's so then you might say the Rishonim don't mean grama. They mean grama to grama. They mean the unique grama by bar, which is a real far-fetched grama. Two stages. Either way, one has to add, say something here, because bar is inherently somewhat of a grama. Yet... But everybody knows that everybody should be potter. The Meiri quotes one shot that says the Baal HaBar maybe should only be Chayef Chatzi Nezek. Because the Kura does, as we're going to have...
He also contributed,
yet he's going to be potter. He's going to be potter because he did Grama, but you're the Baal HaBar. So you did half of the Mazik, so you should be Chatzi Nezek. But again, that is the question. So again, the Kura Garamla, so most we've shown him, and therefore everybody should be potter. What's the answer? Amar Rabbi Barashi, Hamani Rabbi Nassan Hi. This is the famous sheet of Rabbi Nassan, which has come up a couple of times already. We have discussed. Which is Rabbi Nassan? To Amar, what does Rabbi Nassan say? Baal Habar Hezeka Ka'avid. The Baal Habar, the Gemara seems to say Rabbi Nassan says 2 points. Number one, the Baal Habar is considered a mazik, meaning even though the digger caused it, but he still created this mazik. And also, whenever Reb Nosson says you have two people contributing to a hezek, and one of them has a type of ptur, then the other one has to make up the difference. That's Reb Nosson's chiddush. Again, the Gemara, that's the well-known part of Reb Nosson's chiddush. But the first part also, the Gemara here is adding that the Baal HaBar is going to be chayiv. He is called a mazik here. He is a contributor. It's not just I'm grandma and you can discount him.
Right, the Meiri,
you have to work out. I didn't read the rest of the Meiri. You have to work out how the Meiri...
Yeah, the Meiri's conceding.
How he reads the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Reb Nosson says the Baal HaBar is the mazik, and whenever you cannot collect from one, you can't collect from the other. The Tanya, as follows. Where's Reb Nosson Shita who says this? So we have to read all the way to the two dots to get to Reb Nosson Shita. Titanya, Shar Shadachav is Chaver Labar. What happened in this case? One Shar pushes another Shar into a pit. So now you have two Mazikim. You have a Baal HaShar and you have a Baal HaBar. So one Shar pushes another Baal HaShar into a pit. Baal HaShar Chayiv. The Baal HaShar is Chayiv, Baal HaBar Potter. The Baal HaBar is totally Potter. Rabbi Nosson Omer. Let's focus on Tanakama for a minute. So what does that mean? Baal HaShar Chayiv, Baal HaBar Potter. Also, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. Again, what's the case? One ox pushes another ox into a pit. So Rashi says, you know what that means? The Baal HaShar is Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Baal HaShar is Chayiv, he did everything. Rashi quotes, V'hai Dechifa Maisa Biyadayim Havi, V'lo Grama. This isn't Grama. The Shar pushes him into the pit. That's Rashi. Right, Chayiv Nezek Shalim. The Shita Kabbasis explains Rashi, when the bar gets the animal, it's already a shor ketila. It's already a dead shor falling in. Right? So therefore, that's why it's chayiv nezek shalim. Tosas here, second Tosas, no! Chatzi nezek. The Baal HaShar is chayiv, chatzi nezek, and the Baal HaBar is potter, because of gzeras hakasav, v'nofal sham ha-shor ha-chamar, v'lo she'yeh piluhu acherim. So the Baal HaBar is going to be potter, but the Baal HaShar is going to be chayiv chatzi nezek, because the Baal HaBar contributed, he's going to be potter from gzeras hakasav. That's the Tanakama. Okay, Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Baal HaBar Mishali Mechso, Baal HaBar Mishali Mechso. No, half and half. Half and half. The Baal HaShar pays half, and the Baal HaBar pays half. So therefore you see that the Baal HaBar, that's the first point of Rabbi Nosson Shita, the Baal HaBar is considered a mazik. even though later on there was another contributor, either a digger or somebody pushed the shar in. The Atanya, 1 second, Rabbi Nasano, Rabbi Alabar, Mishalim, Gimel Chalakim. Sorry? Right, he doesn't have, right. Rabbi Nasan has. Right, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Rabbi Alabar, Mishalim, Gimel Chalakim, Rabbi Alabar, Shar Raviya. We have another brisa that says that Rabbi Nasan says the Balabar pays 3/4 and the Balashar pays 1/4. So, steer in Rabbi Nasan. Does Rabbi Nasan say, if an ox pushes another ox into a pit, do you say half and half, or do you say 3/4, 1/4? Lo kasha, batan haba muad. The difference is tam and muad. In a case of muad, it's half and half. If in a case of tam, then the Bal Hashar only pays 1/4, as we'll see why in a minute, and the Bal Habar pays 3/4. Ubatam mai kasavar. So what exactly is the case here of tam? I kasavar haikuli hazeka avad, haikuli hazeka avad. We have two choices. Either they each did everything, or they each did half. See if we could say they each did everything, so then Haimishalim Palka, Haimishalim Palka. If they each did everything, then they each should pay the most that they could pay, and therefore even the Tom should pay Chatzi Nezek. Right, not just a quarter. Why a quarter? He should pay Chatzi Nezek if they each did everything. Right, they each are, it's looked at as they each did everything. Look at the important Rashi. Ikasavar. Hai Kulin Hazeka Avad. Hoelu Belav Bar Nami Mayis. Even without the bar, this shor probably would have killed this other shor. Havi ki'ilu hemisu kulo. It's as if the shor did everything. V'chein gabe bar. Ho'olu b'lav makas nigichas ashar havi mayis. Also by bar, if this animal would have fallen in without the other shor pushing it, ki'ilu hemisu kulo. U'misham hachi, that's why you have to be machmir if they each did everything. We'll get back to that soon. Either way, let's get back to the Gemara. If you say they each did everything, then you should pay half and half. Because of a high palka zeka avad, a high palka zeka avad. And if you say they each did only half, if they each did only half, so then the Tom should pay half of what he did. So Balabar Mishalim Palka or Balashar Revia. But Balabar should pay half, right? Because he only did half. And the Balashar should pay Revia, because he's a Tom. V'idach Riva Mifsid. Should lose the other quarter. Why should it be 3/4, 1/4? Should be half and a quarter? So Amar Rava, Rava says no. Rabbi Nasan Dainu Benachas Umka Dina. Rabbi Nasan is a smart man. He's a judge and he goes to the Amkus of the Din. Right? Two ways to read the Gemara, to read this, to understand the Stira of Rabbi Nasan Tam versus Muad. Le'olam Ksavar Haikul Azek Avad Haikul Azek Avad. Really, they each did everything. Uzuka Kasha Lachol L'Shalim Haipalga Haipalga. You want to say they each should pay half? Even the Tom should pay half? No. We should armale Balashar the Balapar. The Bal Hashar, who owns this Tom, can say to the Balapar, should fasoi my Hanyali. My animal is a Tom. Do I get anything out of that? I'm going to pay Chatzi Nezek? What do you mean Chatzi Nezek? Then even if my Shar would have acted independently, he would pay Chatzi Nezek. But my Shar teamed up with your bar. So why should I have to pay Chatzi Nezek? I got to go down a little bit. So if I have to go down a little bit, that's why I only pay a quarter. Once I only pay a quarter, so then you got to pay 3/4, because remember, we each did everything. We each did everything. So that's why 3/4, 1/4. That is option one. Iba Yaseima. Option two, Liolam, and this is the key. Ksavar, Hai Palgezek Avid, Vai Palgezek Avid. Really, they only did, each only did half. Udaka Kasha Lacha, Balabar Mishalim Palga, Balashar Mishalim Revia, Vidach Rivam Napsid. If they only each did half, so the Balabar pays half. The Balashar only pays a quarter because half of what he did is a tam. Mishum to amale Balashar the Balapar. The Balashar can say to the Balapar, this is now the Balashar, the dead shor, Ana, Turai bebirchash kachte, at katalte. You killed, right? My shor was in your bar. You killed it. My de isli lishalumi mehech mishalamna. Whatever I can get from the other guy, fine. My de lesli shalumi mehech mishalamna mimach. And the rest I'm taking from you. Rabbanas and Shita, when two people team up, even if each of them only did half, still we say each one has to be mashlim the difference that the other one cannot pay, and therefore that's why in this case it's 3/4 and 1/4. Okay, but either way we say halacha lamaisa, Rav Nasan is the Baal Memra in our Mishnah. So when our Mishnah says that if somebody is digging in the pit and the Baal Habor is going to be chayiv, that's because of Rabbi Nasan, because the Kohar is just a goreim, so that's why the Balabar is going to be chayiv. But according to the Rabbanan, what would you say according to the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Nasan? You'd say, Rashi Lashitaso, they're both pater. That's what the Rashi says, the third wide line on the bottom. Rashi says, according to the Rabbanan, you'd say pater in that case, because both would be pater, they both would be grama. Why could he only get a quarter from the Baal Shor Tam? Because he did half the Nezek. He did half the Nezek. So he pays half of what he did.
So
A short time pays half of what he did. The balabar pays full what he did, but then, which is chatzi nezek, which is chatzi nezek, he should pay chatzi nezek. But then you have the other aspect of Rav Nosson that kicks in, that whenever you team up on a mazik, you always mashlim.
No, but in the case of a balkor, the guy making the noise, you can't get from him because he was a grama.
He was a grama.
Okay, so that I understand.
Right, but here the both of these were.
They're both chayev half the jamish. But why is it impossible? To
but
get
the tam because the tam's only chayev half of what he should be responsible for. That's the chiddush of tam. Right, and therefore he's only going to pay a quarter. He's only responsible for a half.
Right.
And therefore,
you should be able to get up to a half from him.
I'm saying, but no, his chatzi nezek here is like his normal nezek shalem. Just like if a short time does something,
but
he always pays.
Different for the balabor. He was chayav half.
The balabor is chayav half, but that's the chiddush of Rav Nosson. The chiddush of Rav Nosson is that whenever you have a team of mazikim, you might be able to pay even more than what you are responsible for. But for the balabor, the tam has a halachic limit, a specific built-in half of what his action was machayev. That's a built-in limit for sure tam. None of the other mazikim have that limit. Okay, 2 points. Number one, the Tur quotes the Machlokas. The Tur quotes the Rama. Right? Rav Nosson says, once the other person is pater, then I have to make up the difference. What happens if the other person isn't pater, but he just runs away? The other mazik is barach. So it's not a halachic p'tur, like here by tam, but it is a lomaisa p'tur. That's the Machlokas in the Tur. He quotes the Rama. The Yad Rama, but who are the Nami Shnayim Shemazikin Shnayim Bnei Chayuva? Elo Shoechad Barach Oshehu Kan the Ein Lo L'Shalim Mishtalim and Ha'Acher. Reb Nosson's din applies even if it's just a Lamaisa. He can't pay. He ran away. Says the Tur the Ein Nira. That's not fair. I don't like that. Tolo Machay Reb Nosson Hechalech L'Shalum Meidach Al Hechash Patur Midina. Well, if he's Patur Midin, the Kiva Shatora Patur Oso Sheimo V'Hu Asa Kol Hanezek Sarach L'Shalim. Interesting machlokas could be, what is the focus of Rabbi Nosson? Is Rabbi Nosson focused on the nizak or the mazik? Is the focus that the nizaks have to team up? The nizaks have to team up. And if one nizak has a halachic tur, the other one has to team up. Therefore, in this case, you would say pater maybe. But if the focus is on the mazik's got to get paid. One's got to pay Lamaisa. So it doesn't matter why he's not getting paid by one of them. The other one's got to make it up. So then maybe that could be the svara why the Yad Rama would say Chayef. A. B, just one other point, then we will move on from the Stipler. Stipler asks, in this case, we mentioned that in the Kula Hezeka Avad and the Kula Hezeka Avad, that was one possibility. The Kula Hezeka Avad, so what's the case? They each pay in the Kula Hezeka Avad. What was the case? What should they have paid? They each should have paid Chatzi Nezek. Should be Chatzi Nezek. So asks the Reb Stipler, why isn't this like the Gemara we're going to have later on in the last parak, Gazav alo nesyashu habaylan? Right, if somebody steals, the owner didn't give up hope yet. I stole a hamburger from Reuven, and then somebody else comes and eats the hamburger. Who's chayev? Who could Reuven go and collect from? The Mishnah says, Ratzim yizegova, Ratzim yizegova. Either one, I stole it, you can collect from me. He ate it, you can collect from him. So they each did everything. So why don't we say that here too? Ratzim yizegova, Ratzim yizegova. They each did everything. What's the Havamina of the Gemara? If they each did everything, they each should pay half. No, the Gemara should say, you can each collect everything from each one of them. What? What?
It's different amounts
from each one.
It's different amounts.
Okay, but I'm saying, but that's... Okay, so you want to say the time issue. But it doesn't sound... It sounds like... But you could collect... But let's say from the Balabor's point of view. You should be able to collect everything from the Balabor. Right? Ratzim Yizegova, Ratzim Yizegova. So says the Stipler, no, there's a difference. Ula Yesh L'chalek. Over there, Gozavon and Sashua Bailim, they each did everything, but you can isolate each act. There was an act of stealing and there was an act of eating. So if each one teamed up, but they each did their own act, so that's where you say Ratzim Yizegova, Ratzim Yizegova. Here, they teamed up on one Maisa Hezek. Right? They teamed up, the shore pushed him into the pit. So that's one Maisa Hezek. You can't isolate the factors there. So that's why you wouldn't say, even if those they're both a team, you could only say Ratzim Yizegova, Ratzim Yizegova, where you could isolate the different Maisim, an act of stealing and an act of eating. Right? But not Mashenkin here. So we'll have to come back to that. Let's remember that Stipler, the last paragraph of Simen Yud Zayin in Baba Kama. Okay? I'm getting into Gazel. Right? Pretty close. Another, right, first Akonis comes up, all the Eish Sugyas, and then Merubah. Okay. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Amarava. Hiniach even up here bar, uba sharvin iska bar, vanava bar. What happens if I put a stone outside the pit, an ox comes, trips on the pit, and falls into my bar? Right? So what's the halach? Falls into a bar. So banu la machlokes, Rabbanan, Rabbanan. That's the machlokes, between Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. Right? There was a team effort here. The person who put the even there, and the person who put the even there is like the person who pushed him in, and it falls into the pit. So this is the machlokes between Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. Right? Says the Rashi, the second to last line, l'Rabbanan balha even chayiv, dehu garam kol anafila. But what's the case here? According to the Rabbanan, what would they say here? Not like the Kura case where everybody's putter. Here the Rabbanan would say that the Baal HaEven is chayiv because he caused everything. And it's not grama because this is mazik biyadayim. According to Reb Nasan, it would be split. So pshita, so that's obvious. Yeah.
Did he actually fall into the board here, or he's being niskal on the
Eved? I think he falls into the pit. Falls into the pit. So said the Gemara, pshita is obvious. That is the machlokes. No. Mao de tema hasam hu damer bala bar la bala shor. You might say, no, it's not an exact parallel to the machlokes. Over there, where the shore purses a shore into a pit, that's where the bala bar can say to the bala shor, ilav bira didi, turidida chavi katale. The bala bar could say, hey, your ox caused this problem, because your ox pushed him into the pit, and your ox would have killed him anyway. But the Bala Evan here could say to the Bala Bar, if your pit wasn't there, so you know what would have happened to this other animal? He would have tripped on the stone and gotten right up. Right? Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Because the Rav Nasan said, no, without your stone, he wouldn't have fallen in. So that's why it's a team effort. Period. Itmar. Another two cases coming up relating to Rav Nasan and the Rabbanan. Shor v'shor psulei magashim shenakhu. Let's say you have a team mazik. You have an ox of a hedyot and a shor psulei magashim, which has come up a number of times. Rashi says in a few places. Tosa says here on top, it's a shor b'chor, right? That was not redeemed. All right, b'chor. Either way, it was a type of kachim. Shor psulei magashim shenakhu. Abaya amar mishalem chatzi nezek. Ravina amar mishalem revia nezek. Machlokes, right? You have these two mazikim. Baya says Chatzin Ezek, and Ravina says Revian Ezek. Remember, the Sharp Shulim Magdashim is Pater. So now we're talking about what is the Shar Hedyot pay. So half or a quarter. So what's that Machlokas about? So, two possibilities. Hava Habatam, maybe it's both, they're both Shar Tam. Hakar Rabbanan, Hakar Rabbanan. And one is like the Rabbanan, like Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say a quarter, because he only did half the Nezek, and if he only did half the Nezek, so half of that is a quarter, and v'hakar Reb Nasan, and this is like Reb Nasan. Reb Nasan, in that, Rashi explains, there's no shutaf here, because it's shol psulei mekdashim, he's a tam, so he's going to pay his full tam, and therefore it's a half.
See, that's a case where the tam did half the damage.
But there's no other party.
It's built in, so who cares if there's another
right.
party?
There's built in that you can't pay more than...
But you can see you can pay more than...
According to Reb Nasan. Okay, you have to work this out earlier. Okay, I hear. Vibayisema, or Hava HaKarabanan, or they're both like the Rabbanan, Hava Tam Hava Muad, right? Tam and Muad, right? Muad, right? Then you could say he could pay full Chatzi Nezek. Igata Amre, Abai Amar Chatzi Nezek, Ravin Amar Kulan Nezek, or a different version, Machlokas is between half and whole, and Hava Hava Muad, HaKarabanan, HaKarab Nasan, or when they're both Muad, this is like the Rabbanan, and this is like Reb Nasan. Chatzi says, remember, the Shor Psulei Mekdashim is not paying anything. So Reb Nasan here would say you pay Nezek Shalem, because that's Yilak L'Shalem Mihai Mishalem Mihai, and the Rabbanan would say you pay half. Yivayisema Havak Reb Nasan Muad Habatam. Either way, all of these permutations work out. Period. Amar Rava, last case for today. Amar Rava Shor V'Adam Shadach V'Labar. What happens in this case? You have a Shor and an Adam that pushed a third object, we'll see, maybe a person, maybe an animal, into a pit. So Rashi says, Shlosha Shutzvin B'Nezek. There are three partners in this Nezek. The person, and the Baal HaShor, and the Baal HaBor. Three partners in this Nezek. Tosa says, Dear Maskel Shar, it must be here that the person who pushed it in did not do it with Kavana. Because if you have a person that pushed an animal into a pit, the person's responsible. Tosfos. Lo Shadach HaVadam B'Kavana, the Yemkein Baal HaBor, Amai Mechayiv. Why would the Baal HaBor have anything to do with it? If I push something into your bar, the Atu, look at his comparison. Im Yasim Adam Taliso Shal Chaveiro Be'eshal Chaveiro. If I take your shirt and put it into the other guy's fire, Chiz Chayev Baal HaEsh? The Baal HaEsh is going to be Chayev? I threw something into the fire. Right, so the Baal HaEsh is going to be Chayev? So, assume Tosas? Of course not. So it must be a case that Adam did it Shalo B'Kavana. If that's true, you're going to have to work out the other cases in the Braisa, as we'll see. Let's continue first. Regarding Nezek, they are all contribute, and they're all Chayav. Linyin Dal Dvarim, Vidmei Vados, regarding Dal Dvarim, right, Nezek Sari Bishevas, Dmei Adam Chayav, Vishar Bar Pater. Adam is Chayav, because Adam is Chayav in Dal Dvarim, and Shar and Bar is Pater, because they're Pater Dal Dvarim. So the I'm sorry? Well, the Dal Dvarim, most of them are just not even applicable to the other Mazikim. So he's going to be Chayav, full Sheves, and full all of the other actions. But the Rashba, though, says
he
here...
He pays the full doctor's bill, even though they had a
I think so. I think he would pay the full doctor's bill, because... Right, it's not. But I don't think those types of bills are not shayach at all to the other Mazikim. But the Rashba here says, wait a minute, you have to pay Boshas? You have to pay Boshas? You did Shlomo Kavana, according to Tosis. So maybe forget Boshas, that's why it's Dal Dvarim. It's Nezek, include the Nezek in the Dal Dvarim. Lenin Kofer, Shloshim Shalevet, Shor Chayev, Adam Ubar Pturim. What about Kofer and Shloshim Shalevet? So then, Shor is Chayev, because the Shor always pays Kofer, and Adam and Bar is Pater. Again, the Rashba says, what do you mean? A Shor, if it's Shloba Kavana, is the Shor also Shloba Kavana? Because then you don't pay Kofer. So the Rashba says, you have to say that the Adam was Shloba Kavana, but the Shor was with Kavana. That's what you would have to say. Lenin Kalim, Shor Shalem Magdashim, Adam and Shor Chayev, and Ubar Pater, because that's Ptur Bar. So that's all the cases. So my time, huh? Why you putter for Shor Psulei Mekdashim? So Amar Krova Mesi Yelo, Misha Mesha Lo. As we've had, it says that the carcass belongs to him. Only somebody could use the carcass. Yatazeh, excluding this Shor Psulei Mekdashim, Shena Mesha Lo. It's not totally his. You can't do whatever you want with Shor Psulei Mekdashim. Lameira says the Gemara, the Pshita Leila Rava. Is this true? Is this Pashit for Rava? Right, Rava is the one that is talking here. Lami Boyim Boyla the Rava. Rava had a question about this. The Boy Rava, Sharp Sulei Magdashim, Shanafa Labar, Mahu. What's the din where Sharp Sulei Magdashim falls into a bar? Hai Vahamesi Yalo, Bamisha Meshalo. Do you say it's as we just learned that Meshi Yalo, only somebody could use the mace totally? Yotza Zesha Ena Meshalo. O Dilma Vahamesi Yalo, or to use it for something else? Labaila Matapla Medevelu Dasa. To use it what we had back on Dafyud, that the Nizak is the one that has to deal with the Nevela. So you see, he was masufik about it. So where's this basar debaya hader pashta? You're right. He used to have a suffik about it, but then he answered his own question. Ella, if that's true, then that he uses it for misha meishalo ella baila matapla nevela minole. How does he know baila matapla nevela? So nafkalei min vamesi elo deshor. There's another vamesi elo by shore. So he uses that from ACLO to teach me that the Nizak has to deal with the Nevela. My chazes da v'meisielo deshar mafkesle lebaila matabla nevela v'meisielo debar mafkesle lemisha meishalo. Why do you learn it like that? And therefore have a p'tur by bar and a separate din by shor eifachana. Why do you say the opposite? That shor would get the p'tur. So where is it? No, mistav or p'tur gavi bar. No, once you're learning an exemption, it's better to learn it by bar. Holu pater boas kalim. There's a precedent. You already see bar as a p'tur of kalim, so that's why you'll throw in this p'tur also. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's b'chai of kalim? So Rabbeinu Peret says, there's still a p'tur adam. So therefore, there's a special p'tur. This is what the Balamar used at the beginning of today's daf. We mentioned the Balamar who says that tchilas of b'shiyav sofa moni chayev does not apply to bar. Quotes this Gemara because you see bar is different. Bar is a different kind of mazik. So Gemara says, Adaraba, Ptur Gabi Shor, Shkem Pater Bachati Nezek. What do you mean? Shor is also has a unique Ptur. Shor is the only one who has Tom. So Kule Nezek Mias Lo Ashkechan. But you never have it by Nezek Shalem. There's no Ptur of Nezek Shalem by Shor. You don't have it. And that's a separate category. Don't bring me in Muad. Muad and Tom are somewhat different. So again, if you start adding up all of these shitas, bor, I mean every one, but bor is really a unique type of mazik. We started off the mesachta tchilas asiyas alahazik. It's somewhat of a type of, it's somewhat grumma-ish. Is it more lenient or more stringent than all the other mazikim? It's kind of ironic. It's a little more and it's a little less. On the one hand, all you're doing is a grumma. But the fact that you're chayef for it makes it more chamor. But the Gemara here says there's reason to say that more exemptions should apply to it. Ptur Kalim, Ptur Shor Psulei Mekdashim, and the Balamar. The Balamar says that the Ptur Psichas of Shiv Sofa Ba'onis, so we have to start making our list that Bar is this double-edged sword, that it's more Mako and more Machmir than the other Mazik. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue. Beth Hashem, tomorrow with a little lighter on Amud Beis, Balei Chaim, finishing up the... Shoshanagach.